going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98
BXY. All right, feel free to share your unpopular opinions this morning. 585-252-9800 to clear
the air, baby.
Our friend Gianna is weighing in first this beautiful Tuesday morning. She says, group texts need to be banned. I hate them more than cats. It's constant chaos, and it makes me so mad. There, I said it. All right, that's one person that doesn't enjoy the group chats. Got it.
And there it is. A group chat is, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It'd be a lot. But then again, that's you. Every time you have to go to another bachelorette party,
no.
You and 20 girls
Thank
in the group
God,
chat.
I think it's over. It's over. The sun is set.
Thank goodness.
There might be one more, but other than that, I think we're good. This person says, I think tattoos are ugly. There, I said it. I don't care if it's a tribute. I don't care if it's your favorite design. They're ugly. Lee.
My favorite tattoos are the baby faces. Somebody is going to ink up their body, and pay tribute to whoever. It's usually a little baby, and it looks nothing like the child.
20
ever.
Years later, their nose is just sagging.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I like your dog. Is that a pug? That's my niece.
Yeah, that's my niece.
Anyone still wearing Crocs needs a fashion intervention. I am beyond embarrassed by grown adults who wear these. There, I said it. I've never been a Croc guy. Never owned a pair.
Never.
You have, right?
I love Crocs. I still do. I still have Crocs.
I've never owned a pair.
My girlfriend's a big Croc girly.
I just don't see the support. With my flat feet, I don't think they could be comfortable.
Nurses wear them all day.
Yeah. Maybe I can try them. They do have little accessories.
I actually identify as a nurse, so perfect. This person says, traveling isn't always life-changing. Sometimes it's just expensive and exhausting. There, I said it. You're not wrong.
Jackie says, people who pay extra for water like Fiji just because they think it's a flex are some of the worst people I know. Water is water. And if you want to drop 10 bucks on H2O, you go right ahead. But don't act like you're saving the planet. There, I said it. Hot take, Jackie.
Jackie's
in the house
pissed.
This morning. Love it.
Speaking of flexes, this person did not tag their name, but they're coming from my throat. So cue it.
For a letter rip.
They said, this is for Breezy specifically, but being constantly busy isn't a flex. There, I said it. Some people treat being overworked like a badge of honor. I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm too busy to eat. It's not impressive, and it shows you have poor boundaries.
This was all said last week. I said the same thing. I told you, it's not a flex. Yeah, it's not a flex. Well, somebody had texted it in. It wasn't directly from me, but I did agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know when to relax.
Trust me.
You know when to relax.
I will burn myself out for 7 days, and then I won't leave the bed for three. It's a beautiful art I play with myself.
She likes to rot. I think mine for today is people who take 10 photos of their food before eating, they're the real reason restaurants have to wait 45 minutes to get your order. There, I said it. And I'm guilty of food pics. I'm not lying about that.
Why would that have anything to do with you getting your order?
It has everything to do with it.
Why?
Think about it, Breeze.
The food's already out.
No.
What?
Other people, they're holding other people up.
You mean to sit down, probably.
I mean, I've taken pictures of my food, but I do it on the first try. That's it. I love when boyfriends are sitting there with their girlfriend waiting to eat. But she's got to do we need the photo session.
I think I'll piggyback off of that one today. Here's the sitch. We talked about this a little bit yesterday about the iPhone and the new camera and all that stuff. I believe in my heart and soul, 90% of the photos that you take or screenshot, you will never look at again. There, I said it. The concert videos, the food pics. We're all constantly snapping shots. For what?
I mean,
for why? For your phone to tell you and show you 5 years from now, look what you did on this day. Don't care.
I go back. I reminisce.
You're a sentimental guy.
Very much
so. Love that for you. But the majority of us, too busy. And you just end up deleting it when your storage becomes full.
Paul says, anyone who says, I hate drama, but creates it every weekend is the most exhausting person alive. You can't claim to be drama-free when you're the center of every single fight. There, I said it. Yeah, you're not wrong about that, Paul. You want to go to the most toxic man in Rochester? Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Hey, Breezy, what did the ocean say to the beach?
What up?
He didn't say anything. He just waved. Oh, Big Ed, you're a national
treasure.
Keep them coming, buddy. You're a treasure. Let's go over to our friend Heather that says, good morning, guys. There, I said it for today is nothing is more unattractive than tech support guys at work who talk to you like you're stupid instead of helping you fix the problem. I could care less why my browser isn't working. Just fix it.
Literally. I won't go deeper into that.
No, you know why we're laughing, right?
Yeah. I concur.
Well, who else is here? Coworkers who leave the kitchen a disaster and act like they didn't notice should all be fired. And I mean that. There, I said it.
Okay. Whatever.
We do work with some trashy people here upstairs.
I haven't gone upstairs in like 4 years.
I know. It's weird. You don't use the kitchen. I use it every single morning. It's
crazy.
And then we'll go over to our friend Alicia that says, I think Twix tastes better than Kit Kats. Okay.
Really putting yourself out there for that one, Alicia. Thank you so much.
It's time to get ready for school. You don't want to be late for homeroom.
Connect with PXY. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Just a heads up that there was a potential measles exposure that had been reported in Monroe County stemming from an unvaccinated minor who stayed at the Doubletree on Jefferson Road in Henrietta overnight. This was from June 6th to June 7th. And they later tested positive for measles in Florida, officials said. One doctor of the Monroe County Department of Public Health said that the overall risk to the general community is pretty low just due to the brief stay within the county. Most people in the community are immune to measles through vaccination or previous infection, but they're saying vaccinations are 97% effective for those with two doses. 93% effective for those with just one dose, which is still pretty good, according to the department. But symptoms of measles can appear anywhere from 10 to 12 days after exposure. In some people, they noticed it could take up to 3 weeks. So the disease typically will present itself in two stages, starting with flu-like symptoms such as fever, if you have cough, runny nose, along with bluish white spots inside the mouth, which does not sound, that does not sound fun.
It's not pleasant.
No.
It's not
pleasant. Second stage involves a rash. That's going to start at the head and move its way down the body. But the Department of Public Health advises anyone who worked or visited the hotel, the Doubletree on Jefferson Road, to contact their doctor if necessary, if they do start to see symptoms. You're going to want to monitor those.
Absolutely. Wow. That is something.
Measles outbreak. Coming up on the show, should you put your 15-year-old on birth control? Or is that a green light for something you're not ready for? Some say you're protecting their futures. Others say you're potentially ruining it. We got a message from a mom by the name of Cynthia from Greece, who says she has no idea what the right decision is.
Oh.
We'll get to her message, talk about that, coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY. Cynthia from Greece wants to know, what type of message are you sending your 15-year-old daughter by giving her permission to go on birth control? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy with another Parental Confidential. Any parent listening ever had to wrestle with this situation sooner than you wanted to? Let us know if you have advice or what your thoughts are on Cynthia's message. She writes in and says, this message is for PXY Mornings. Cynthia from Greece here, and my 15-year-old daughter's doctor maybe suggested putting her on birth control. Not for health issues, but just in case. And honestly, I think it feels a little like I'm green-lighting her to be sexually active. It feels so wrong, especially at her age. And don't get me wrong, I want her to be safe and responsible, but I'm worried we're sending the message that sex at 15 is something we're fine with, instead of expecting her to wait until she's older, more mature, or even married. Some people say I'm sheltered, unrealistic, or even putting her in danger by not adding that extra layer of protection. I can't help but feel any parent that gives their daughter, especially at 15, the green light to go on birth control is saying, here, go sleep around. It's okay. You're on birth control. You're protected. It just seems absolutely reckless. Yeah. Do I put her on birth control and hope I'm protecting her? Or do I hold the line and make it clear that I expect her to wait? I honestly want to do the right thing, but I'm not sure what that is. And any advice from anyone who has dealt with this, that would be great. Thank you so much. That's from Cynthia in Greece for Parental.
Yeah, the line is there, obviously, and you don't want to cross it. But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, like, listen, I'll talk about my experience just because, I mean, I'm obviously not on birth control now. But when I was younger, I went on it solely for like medical reasons. Like,
yeah. You know, how old were you when you started?
Probably like 14 or 15.
Oh, you're young too.
Like, I literally needed it to survive, essentially, because my periods were so unbearable.
Was this suggested by your doctor, though?
Mm-hmm. I did every birth control in the book. I did the shot. I did the pill. I did the ring. All of it. I did it all. And, I mean, if I had to choose, I would choose to not be on it just because it was so uncomfortable and, you know, It doesn't seem like it, but it takes a lot of responsibility and effort to be on a medication. So if you can look at it from the side of like, hey, this is a very teachable moment for a lot of different reasons. A, I mean, the sexually active of it all, but B,
yep.
Remembering to take a pill, because if you don't.
The pill, you got to remember to take it.
You're kind of screwed in the sense of like you'll get your period like irregularly.
I'm assuming the shot is. Twice a year? Every 6 months?
No, it was once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah. Or maybe it was every week. I don't remember. Well, but
it seems like a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go over to some text coming in. 585-252-9800. If you're just tuning in for Parental Confidential, Cynthia from Greece wants to know, what type of message are you sending your 15-year-old daughter by giving her permission to go on birth control? Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm a high school counselor. I say put her on birth control. It's a realistic way to keep her safe. We see way too many pregnant teens. Doesn't mean you're encouraging her to have sex, but just in case, you do want her to be protected. And you know what? I know it seems young at 15, but at the end of the day, is it really in 2025?
I mean,
kids are sexually active starting at what, 14 now? Some sooner? It's crazy.
I think if you're going to put her on the pill, you have to have the conversation and really have a not like an uncomfortable, weird health class kind of conversation, like a genuine conversation and talk about what this means, what it looks like, what it does. You know what I mean? Because people hear birth control and they're like, they have all these connotations and thoughts around it of, oh, well, you're never going to get pregnant if you're on birth control or this, that, and the third. And that's just simply not true.
I think you're sending the message that sex is a fallback. I say wait, teach her values, and let her make a choice when she's older. There's no reason for her to be having sex at only 15.
You could ask 100 people this question, you'd get 100 different answers.
That's what it seems like. Because everybody's different, and you're going to be doing it for the certain reasons. Like you weren't doing it because of, you know.
Banging.
Right. You had issues.
Still do. Yeah, massive issues. And I feel like that's the reality for a lot of young girls because it's like so irregular. And also like, I feel like society or peer pressure around it, like they hear the word birth control, they're like, ooh, you little hussy. It's like, I'm bleeding out. Like, I'm not good. You know what I mean? I'm not doing well.
Let's go over to Grace. It says, tell this mom not to do it. Giving her birth control says you're fine with sex at 15. Set strong boundaries and let her know you care about her future.
Also, these parents think that you're going to give this girl the pill and she's like, and now I will have sex. That's just simply not how it works.
All right, let me set up my thirst traps I'm out the door.
She goes, and my OnlyFans account is set and ready to go. Like, what? That's not how it works.
You know,
they're going to do it if they want to do it, whether they're on the pill or not. So figure it out.
I was just going to say, if a teenager wants to have sex, they're going to find a way to do it.
They're going
to
do it.
You can't monitor them 24/7. You just can't do it. Rachel says, I'm a mom of a 16-year-old. We chose birth control after a long conversation. It's not a license for sex. It's peace of mind and a way to avoid life-changing mistakes.
Yeah. This person says you should probably put her on it simply because kids will do whatever they want to do, pill or not. Taking the pill is just an extra precaution. True?
Yes, it does. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I would say no on this one. I say no. Giving her birth control this young just normalizes sex before maturity. And you got to teach her to wait and respect herself first. Well, you could still have sex and respect yourself.
Right.
It just depends. This reminds me. I had a couple of years back, I had a girlfriend, an ex, who was taking the pill. And she got so upset with me because she wanted to get a cat. And I was like, I can't, you're not doing it. I'm allergic. She's like, I could take a pill every single day. And you can't take one allergy pill where I can get a cat? I was like, no, I just, my hands are tied. I can't do it. She goes,
I don't understand the correlation. That was a horrible analogy on her part.
Well,
that's a horrible argument.
I don't know. It kind of, I guess it made sense. She's like, how come women could take a pill every single day? Now I'm asking you just to take an allergy pill so I can get a cat and you can't do it.
And you wouldn't do it.
I'm like, it seems like a lot of work.
And that was the demise of the relationship.
Let me go over to
She's
Julia.
Like living with five cats now.
I'm not a cat guy. You know that, Breeze. Julia says, if they can decide to have sex, they can decide to do it safely. I can't imagine why you deny your daughter birth control. Whether you like it or not, like we said, teens will always find a way to have sex if they really want to. Put that girl on the pill if you don't want to be a grandma in a year or two. Simple as that.
Simple as that?
And how would a...
You guys, you can't... First of all, you can't change someone's mind. If they think they're going to do it, they're going to do it. And if you think they're going to do it, then you can live that life like that. But it also comes down to just like having trust and open communication with your daughter. Also, not to go there, but I'm going to go there. Protecting her against dangerous situations, period, point blank.
Yeah, something you definitely have to worry about today.
That is out of your control.
Yeah, those are all things you have to worry about today.
Sorry, but like if you're going to sit there and be like, same. Anyways, thank you so much.
You will respect my authority.
Yes, we absolutely will, Breezy. Thank you so much for that. Oh, by the way, too, I mean, when you went on it, did your parents ever have a conversation with you once you went on it? Or they're like, no, you know, you're just doing it for medical reasons.
They're like, you're gay, so it's all good. No, I went on it just because I knew I had to because I was literally unwell. There was no like realm in my mind of me going on this pill to have sex. And that's the other thing.
Sure,
like,
I get that.
All these people are like, this might be the case. It might not be, though. It might not be.
It may not be. I don't know. Cynthia, did this help at all? I mean, because, listen, you can ask this question, like Breezy said, to 100 people. You're going to get 100 different answers. So it really comes down to having that serious conversation. If your daughter does go on it, you got to try and set some boundaries with her.
Yeah.
Like, here's why you need to be responsible.
100.
Here's what this means. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do another parental confidential tomorrow morning. PXY.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.